Hello, Robbo. Good morning.
Why is Molly Meldrum now being dragged into Craig McLaughlin's assault case?
Well, presumably because the prosecution that is acting in this particular case wants to establish a certain pattern of behaviour and paint a certain picture of Craig that supports their argument in the fact that he, in their opinion, that he's guilty of charges of indecent and common assault, 12 charges in total. Of course, this is his criminal assault trial that we speak of, that we mentioned last week, dating back to the 2014 production of the Rocky Horror Picture Show here in Melbourne. And people may recall Craig put out a memoir a few years back where he spoke of an anecdote of a situation where Molly Meldrum was filling in for Red Simons as the narrator of the Rocky Horror Show on stage. And in that particular book, Craig mentioned the story of a particular incident that occurred on stage concerning a stiletto shoe, and there were some other exposure issues, I guess you could say, that were at play during that particular story. And of course, on Wednesday, rather, the prosecution brought that particular anecdote up during cross-examination just to further sort of paint that picture to support their case. What I heard on radio yesterday, Molly doesn't seem to remember the particular incident when he was approached about it by another reporter. A little bit unclear as to what exactly went on back then, but it's just part of this ongoing case that Craig is currently facing and defending in court, has always denied the charges and defending that, and that will continue to roll on into early next week too.
I know we've heard a lot about the Johnny Depp trial, but since we last spoke, his defamation case, he lost that. So what from here for him? Is there any other area of recourse he can take?
Well, he can appeal. That is a possible course of action that he can take. I would say that that's probably pretty unlikely. He is, of course, launching a defamation case against his ex, Amber Heard, in the US over an opinion piece that she wrote a number of years ago now for the Washington Post. She's counter-suing him for that particular lawsuit. I would say that this particular outcome with his defamation case in the UK doesn't necessarily bode well for that particular case in the US. And then, of course, you have to also look at the other side of the fence where his job prospects moving forward. You would probably say that it would be some time before he would be back on a film set. Although, having said that, he hasn't actually been on a film set for a number of years now. And then you've got the other argument, too, as to whether or not people would like to actually work with him again, given that he has now been branded a wife beater, that label that the paper used is deemed to be valid. And then, of course, you've also got the aspect of a massive amount of money that he now has to fork out, $9 million in legal fees for his own lawyers, and then the fees as well for the paper's lawyers. So, yeah, it will be a difficult road back for him. Hard to tell whether he'll be able to bounce back or not, but I guess we'll wait and see.
Yeah. And finally, as you told us in September, it's now confirmed about Carols by Candlelight. Tell us more.
Yes, that's right. So yesterday we received confirmation that the Carols by Candlelight on Christmas Eve at the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl will in fact be going ahead at the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl, as I said to you a couple of months ago. The only catch is that there won't be an audience on site on the night, which we sort of expected that given the state of COVID and the state of play with that at the moment, but the event is still going ahead and the organisers of the event are encouraging everybody to deck out their homes and with Christmas decorations and the like and celebrate from there by watching the broadcast on Channel 9. No doubt I would say they'll probably be introducing some aspects for people to interact with the broadcast on social media and the like when that rolls around. I mean, about 50 days time, I think it is, until Christmas. So, yeah, good to see that the carols are going ahead, but like a lot of things this year, a little bit different.
Yeah. All right, Jaden, as always, great to catch up. Thank you for that, and we'll talk again next week.
Catch you then.